Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
No. Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Clay Nelson.
And tonight our show topic is being religious does not make you spiritual. But before we begin, we're going to have some prayers so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Our Father and our God, we just give you praise and thanks today for such a spirit-filled day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask now, Father God, the word declares that two or three are gathered in your name, that you will be in our midst. So we ask you to be with us now, Father God. And we ask these things in Jesus' name for us that we pray.
Amen. And again, our topic is being religious does not make you spiritual. We will be discussing the importance of taking off the religious cloak that we wear to perform as spiritual characters. Too many people being misguided into thinking that it is okay to behave the way they do and still call themselves Christians. Religious spirits are more prevalent in the world today, and spirituality is being looked upon as something we can do or learn later. Since we do not know the day or the hour when the one true living Christ will return, it behooves us to stop our charades and learn how to effectively love one another as God has ordained. We must acknowledge that going into the church, preaching the word, quoting scriptures, posting religious things, and dressing the part is not of God when we do not operate in love. When we learn how to operate in love with God's children and produce the fruits of the Spirit among each other, then and only then will we become less religious and more spiritual, taking off religious clothes and putting on the Spirit of Christ to be more Christ-like and exhibiting a Christian life instead of a religious spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And we're coming out of 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 7, and we're coming out of the Message Bible, and the topic of this for this scripture is the way of love. And the word is, if I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but don't have love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. And that's the word of God.
For the people of God, thanks be unto God.
Amen. Amen. And being religious does not make you spiritual. It's definitely a topic that's to my heart.
Amen.
That's really one of my pet peeves, religiosity. I just can't do that one. And we were talking earlier today at our ministry luncheon, and one of the people that had came was talking about how people in the churches treat people. You know, we was talking about how those religious spirits don't know how to operate in love. You know, there's so many people that equate going to church with being hurt. And so many people are staying out of the churches because of these religious spirits. And it's really time for us to understand that love is so important. And it is necessary. This is not an option for us. If we want to live life and live life more abundantly, we have got to follow God's commandment of learning how to operate in love. We need to learn how to love each other and really take those conditions off, you know, stop criticizing each other and judging each other so harshly and just being mean and hateful and, you know, even nonchalant about people's feelings, you know, rude, you know, all the things that we do that have nothing to do with love. And we do it to each other so constantly, you know. There's not a day that goes by when somebody's not being hurt by somebody else or somebody's actions toward them or the way that you talk to people. And it's just a way to be able to understand that as a Christian, as a Bible-thumping Christian, we know better. But if we don't show better, then it's just like the scripture said, we're nothing. We're nothing.
Yes, I can echo all of those sentiments because there's so much that, you know, we just gloss over,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it comes to dealing with each other. And it's not just, you know, church. It's outside the
everywhere,
church. You know,
right.
we have so much sarcasm for each other. Everything is, you know, you shoot little little things that really hurt and then kind of gloss over, oh, I was just playing.
Mm-hmm.
When you know you meant it, and the thing about word is spirit, and once it's out there, it's out there. You can't take it back. So you have to think about what you're thinking about before you speak,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a lot of times those little offenses what hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's not being having a loving spirit. You know, and so often we do that because we can't get comfortable with people and we feel that we know them, you know, so we say things. I've been doing this ever since we've been knowing each other, you know, but that don't make it right.
Right.
You know. And because the person doesn't wanna, you know, say anything about it, we think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing that we kinda overlook in our relationships, and something that you probably need to stop and take notice of.
We really do. Like today, I was taking somebody home, and they I had asked them a question, and they thought it was the funniest thing, and I had asked them out of concern, and then they said, "You so crazy." I said, "Well, I got to be crazy. That's something I do not like. I don't play with that. Don't put
don't
that on me, you know." Because the things that people call us and the things that people say to us, like you say, those spirits can go in us, you know. And it's going to make you feel some kind of way. And just like we was talking about earlier today, you know, when spirits jump from person to person, you got to be real careful of the company that you keep, because if you find people that you know, don't honor who you are, you got to be respectful of yourself and be bold enough in the word of God to be able to tell them, no, don't talk to me that way. Don't talk around me that way. Call me that. I have a given name, you know. And when, you know, people think that that's funny, you know, they think that that's cool. And, you know, that's one thing that I like about my spiritual mother, Apostle Delphine Thomas out of Jacksonville, you know. She said, don't let people get too common with you, you know, because I noticed that even in my ministry, the people that know me, you know, from the fellowship or we've been friends for a long time, they don't respect who I am in Christ. They do not respect that, you know. They try to pretend that they do, but being able to see how they really treat me and how they really talk to me or talk around me lets me know that they do not respect that. You know, and I have to be real careful. That's why I'm spending less and less time with people, because I got to be real careful of the company that I keep, because I don't want to have to keep saying the same thing, you know, cuss too much,
mm-hmm.
you know, or no, we're not going to gossip about that. Or, no, I'm not down with that today, you know.
You know, and then they think you have this holier than thou spirit
mm-hmm.
about you, you know, they can use, you know, the super Christian now, and it's not about that. The scripture tells us to get out from among them.
Right.
You know, and if you don't want to take on or just look at the change in me, you know,
mm-hmm.
or respect the change.
Exactly.
You know, then it's time for us to part ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have to, you know, leave that baggage behind.
Mm-hmm.
People get offended about it or whatever. Okay. You know, if you really love me enough to want to come to me and talk about why I don't spend no time with you no more, you know, then we can talk about that. If you can respect that, then we okay.
Yeah.
But if not, then I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that don't mean I don't like you. That means you're not my friend. But that means we can't keep company the way we used to.
Exactly.
Because you're not respecting the Christ in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I'm about now. Okay. I'm not about that foolishness anymore. I'm going to respect you. I'm not going to say stuff out of my mouth that's going to hurt you or harm you, mm-hmm. you know. But if you're going to be around me, then this is what I expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And people need to learn to accept that or you don't have to part of it.
That's right. And being a woman of God and a man of God, you know, we have that we're supposed to operate in. We're supposed to be an example. You know, God said that we just fall in the light. So, you know, is your little light on today? You know, do you really have that, what you're supposed to have inside of you to exemplify what it's like to be Christ-like? Because it's very important that being an example by sight, that we let people see, you know, that we don't get easily offended. You know, we're not keeping the inventory wrong. You know, we're not backbiting. We're not jealous. We're not coveting. You know, we got to be able to make sure that, you know, we're not flashy. You know, we're not trying to keep up with the Joneses. We're not all about, you know, making sure that our success, you know, is on the big wide screen TV, you know, and be able to be down-to-earth people, you know, be transparent, you know, be real and talk to people real, because there's so many people that believe that when they talking to a person that says that they a man or woman of the cloth, or they go to church, or, you know, they have a church home, or they have a covering, then people start thinking that they just need to start their religious talk with you. And that's the only thing that they want to do. But that's not the way that we operate. You know, we don't have to have a worship charade going on. We're not gonna play church. We're not gonna play with God's word. We're not gonna act like we got it all together and everything is all fine. We're gonna talk like people, you know, and learn how to love one another because we're getting to know one another. And one of the things that happens so often is that we don't know each other because we already got a prefabricated idea of who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's not Christ-like.
No, it's not.
That's not Christ-like at all. So, you know, we got to get better with our walk with God. We got to understand how big love is. Love is so big.
Bigger than us.
It is. And God is love. God.
You don't get no bigger than
you
that.
You can't get no bigger than that. You can't get no better than that.
Amen.
You know, and it's that's who you say that you serve. You know, how can you show that? How can you show that? Because every day we need to be making some kind of way that we're showing our fruit to other people.
Yeah, so they can benefit from it.
Exactly.
Because that's what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
It's for others. It's for us to let it come forth from us so other people can partake of it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, you know, I look at how I used to be, and that's how ugly it was to me. You know, I know that I used to use a foul language around you and stuff, but when I first met you, I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I allowed myself to backslide, and then I fell into that old nature and things like that, but I do get offended now. I try not to pay it no mind, so it's so common with people. But I give them that respect. I don't curse around them.
Yeah.
And especially young people, you know, they do it and not even considering, you know, their ladies around, you know, their older people around, and they do it because it's just so common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that nature, that sin nature,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
we done started backing down from sin instead of calling sin out.
Sin.
You know, that's why a lot of people don't hang around me, because I'm gonna call you out. You know, because we got to come on the same common ground. I just can't do it. You know how when we did the study on 1 Corinthians and we was talking about love is kind. You know, and that revelation came to me about, you know, we got to be of the same kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to be alike. To be able, you know, the Bible says the spirits got to agree. We got to walk in agreement. So if you're so different from me, or you serving something else besides who I'm serving, then I need to be able to let you know that I know that about you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm not going to sit up and put on my mask because you're wearing a mask,
right.
you know, and allow you to entertain me with the spirits that you have, inside of you.
Right.
I'm not going to allow anybody to do me like that, but we have so many people that, you know, we just put up with that. We just allowed it to go on. That's why our children are wayward, you know. That's why our friends are wayward. You know, we're not helping one another. This not helping at all. You know, like we was talking about the topic of tolerance, you know, and remember we was talking about how people got a saying, I'm just going to leave them where they at, you know, just let them have that. No, we're not supposed to do people like that. If we see you, and we know that, you know, you got that religious spirit on you where on Sunday, you know, you shouting hallelujah, you know, amen,
and
you know.
Knocking down.
Yeah, you know, you're doing all that.
Out.
But then the rest of the week.
Or soon you leave church.
Yeah, really, though. But, you know, we need to be able to let people know that we know that. You know, and help somebody with that. Be able to tell them you don't have to act like that. Do you really believe that that's Christ-like? And if the enemy in them get offended by that, then let that enemy get offended. You know, because that blood cannot be on our hands.
And by no means, you know, by the grace of God, go out that we feel like, you know, we better than anybody else.
Mm-mm.
But the thing of it is to be transformed by the renewing of our mind through the Word of God. And that's what this is all about. It's not pointing fingers at anybody or anything like that. It's just a cry, just like John the Baptist did, you know, in the wilderness. You know, it's a cry for repentance. It's a cry for the body of Christ to stop playing these religious games and be for real about who we are as Christians and what we represent when we are in the world, you know. So many people that have this dual personality, you know, I'm like this when I'm around this person, but when I'm around this person, I'm somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've come to the realization that, you know, I am a spirit being living in a natural world, you know, instead of the other way around. And that's who we are. You know, we created in God's image and his likeness. So we need to come to understand that once we become Christians, that's who we are. So the old man has to go, and we have to put on the new. And the only way we do that is in his word. His word, it washes all of that away from us. It purges it out of us. And it gives us a new mindset, you know. And that's so important to become that new man. And that's who we want to be. You know, I am so glad that I'm not the Clayton Evans that I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know I still got a lot of work to do,
mm-hmm.
but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. You know, and I know my wife loves that I'm not who I used to be. And
yes,
to God be
here.
The glory, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. I couldn't do it by myself.
Right.
You know. I used to ask myself, you know, save from what? You know, did I ever get that question asked? You know, because there was a lot of things that needed to be changed and still a lot of things that need to be changed. But the change is happening, and it's happening on a daily basis because of ministry, because of being in the Word of God, because of surrounding myself with like-kind people, you know, my men's ministry on Saturday mornings and the Love Walk ministry with my wife in the afternoons. I mean, my Saturdays are so saturated with the Word, you know, and I look forward to that. I hunger and I thirst for that, you know, because that's how I get filled, you know. So those are some of the ways that, and small groups are so powerful.
They really are.
Because you really get into the Word. We do word studies, we break things down, and we get to the meat of it, you know, and that's what helps us to get a better understanding of how we're supposed to act as Christians.
Mm-hmm, so we need the application, and you're right about those small groups, because For some reason, the smaller the crowd is, the more open people are. You know, for some reason, people just don't open up and be themselves. You know, you got the performers, you know, you got the characters, you know, but when it's just you, you know, and even one-on-one, that's why it's so good to just get to know somebody, you know, because I met so many women that I see them in church, they act one way, and they make me believe that they are one way, and sometimes that way that I see them is unapproachable to me. And then when I see them out and about somewhere and we just talk one-on-one, I realize that these are, those, they're not the same people, you know, and they'll share with you, you know, who they really are, and we'll share and find out we got more in common than you act like in a church, you know. And that's fascinating to me, too, because I wish that everybody could just be like that all the time, you know, just keep it real. So that's why, you know, like you say, you know, we don't have it all together, you know. I'm seeking so much help from so many people, you know, that go on this same journey with me, because I want to know. I want to know more about what it is that God wants for me. I love the fact that we're on this purpose-driven life journey, you know, because it's so important, you know, that we do understand why we are here.
Right.
And be able to do what it is that we're supposed to be doing while we're here. And I
right.
know it ain't got nothing to do with us clubbing, ain't got nothing to do with us drinking, drugging, you know, dragging people, gossiping, backbiting, slandering, you know, fornicating. You know, I know it ain't got nothing to do with none of that. You know, when God said that, he wants us to understand what love is and love one another, not just love one another, but like he loves us. Now, if God was loving me like some of the people who say they love me, you know, if he was treating me like they treat me, because some people say they love me, long as I'm doing something for them, long as I'm being to them what they need for me to be, then we cool. But as soon as I say, no, I'm tired, I don't have time, if I don't answer the phone, you know, if I don't show up, you know, that one time, you know, even though I showed up 11 other times, that one time I don't show up, now I'm no good, I'm not a friend, you know, they can't count on me, they character assassinate me, you know. Yeah, they're gonna block me, you know.
Wow.
You know, and that's so
traditional.
Yes, it is. You know, and it's so un-Christ-like for us.
Right.
Because we have to understand that if I got one friend and I'm treating that one friend like that, don't believe that you're the only friend that I have. Please don't
right.
believe that. And when people try to spread themselves, you know, to give some love here, give some love there, because I believe that. You know, I love to be around people. I love to do for people, and, you know, support people, anything I can do, you know. But when I'm reaching out to these same people that I have poured into, I can't get the same thing back. But these are the same people that, God bless you, you know, and God this and God that, you know. But you can't show that. Yeah, you don't have that. That spirit.
That same agape love.
Yes. You know, and we got to get better with that. We have to learn how to walk in love on a consistent basis, not just sometimes. Don't put on your church clothes, you know, and call that love. Don't put on your church spirit and call that love. Your religious spirit is not making you a spiritual person. Spirituality is love. You can agree with it. You know, you can feel it. You can understand it. It's good. It's always good. You know, it's not that thing that hurts you because, you know, the people smiling in your face and stabbing you in your back.
No, but God breathes the same breath in everyone. And I believe that breath initially, that ruach, that the life that he puts in us is divine from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But by us being shaped in sin, born in sin and shaped in iniquity, we have that sin nature rooted in us, you know. And that's where the problem lies with most of us. And then when we do come into Christ, we have trouble with our flesh trying to get away from that old person. and not really allowing, you know, the Holy Spirit to really operate in us, to help us to overcome those things that we have made a part of us because of our sin nature. And that's the fight right there. Plus the mindset. You know, we have to renew the mind because we have learned so many things growing up that really don't have anything to do with our spirituality.
Right.
It's the carnality around us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the world that we live in, that we take on those things, you know, and the culture that we live in. So many things coming against us, you know, and we have to focus through those spiritual eyes to understand that a lot of times that don't come about until we get older. Some people are blessed to catch it at an early age, and
mm-hmm.
I wish I had been one of them.
I know.
You know, because it would have been, fight would have been so much better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know all in my walk in life that God was always there.
Right.
Because I've always had that. I was always drawn to the word. I just never stayed with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it is so imperative for us to just love one another. I've said it once and I'll say it again, it's the most powerful force in the universe.
Yes, it is.
He is love. He created us with that love. He wanted to have us, to love us,
mm-hmm.
and for us to love him.
Mm-hmm.
And once we come to understand that and receive that love, that's the key to receive it, you know, because once you receive it and make it your own, then you can give it to others. And that's so important to receive the love of God in our life. Because if you don't have it to give, you can't give it.
Amen. It is true. It's good. It's true. We were talking about that earlier, you know, about how long it takes most of us, the majority of us, to want to learn how to walk in the way that Christ wants us to walk, you know. But it's important that once we get that and claim that we start doing that. You know, you got so many people that claim that, you know, once you find out, because what's the little saying, once you know better,
you
do better. So, you know, we just talking about doing better. You know, it ain't about how much words you know. The devil know the word, too.
That's right.
You know, it's about your actions, your behavior, and how you're treating God's children.
Amen.
That's very important that we put that first and foremost to understand that in order to operate in love, you got to come outside of yourself. You got to change some things. You got to be better to others. It's very important. Amen.
And make God put you back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way that you get one of the old stuff that keeps trying to cling on to this $1.29 worth of dirt. And that's all we've heard is that much. You know, but we try to dress it up and make it look more than what it really is. You know, but your spirit man, that's where your true value is.
Right.
It's what God created you to be. On the inside, and it's a work from the inside out.
That's right. Let it shine on the outside.
Amen.
Well, I definitely enjoyed ministering with you today. If you would pray us out.
Our Father and our God, once again, Father God, we just rejoice in your word, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you that you're a loving Father, that you are everything that your word says you are, Father God, and so much more. And we just thank you to have the privilege and the opportunity, Father God, to speak of your precious love, Father God. And we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we want to thank you again for joining us, and we hope that you will join us again. And just like we like to say every night, no matter what the problem is, circumstance, or the situation, the lesson is always